The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We tried to get at a very interesting way of looking at Egel HaRuf in the previous shiur, where the medida of measuring the Ir HaKroiv HaLachol is not just a function of finding out factually where the murderer, where the victim is from, but it's a way of defining that the place where the dead body is found is actually shaykh to that ear, ki'ilu, the anshei ha'ir involved in the crime, to the point where they need a kapar. And that seems to be the whole tzura of what's going on over here, the act, which is obviously symbolic of the ziknei ha'ir washing their hands after the Egel HaRuf is carried out. They wash their hands, they say, yadenu l'shofkus adam hazeh. The Mishnah points out by us, did we actually think that this kainim are shaykh to this crime? So the nukud is that yedin l'shofus adam hazeh, we didn't send either the victim. The Gemara says, but there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, is this Maimon Chazal referring to the victim or to the murderer? We didn't send him away without levoya, we didn't send him away without parasa. Means to say nothing happened socially in our town that we're responsible for that could have brought about a state where this murder could have happened. Now, why don't we say this by every murder? Anytime somebody's gone down, Rachman al Tzlon, even though it doesn't happen by Eden, but theoretically in the Torah, there's no halacha that if somebody's gone down, it creates a whole din. On Klai Yisrael, on Zikni Yisrael, this is a Ken from Yerushalayim. What is it about the dead body that's found b'cholo, that's found in a soda? So here we have a din l'moshul. The Gemara says, but it has to be that the body was dead. What happens if he was dying? Mefarper, he was a goyses, he was stabbed already, but he was dying, he wasn't dead yet. So the Miri says the reason is because maybe if he died, it wouldn't be mechayev, because when we found it, maybe he could still come back to life, we'll have a nest. Rav Shamshon Vol Hirsch says something in his Pirush Al HaTorah. He says that what's going on over here, which is the point that we're stressing, that it's not, the crime over here is not an individual crime of a Ritzeach with a Nirzach. What's going on over here is shaykh specifically to the mokoim. The kilu daveru, what we're dealing with over here, is not the murderer as an individual who committed a crime. What we're dealing with over here is a kapara, the Torah calls a kapara, of the adoma, which is the mokoim, the city which is the mokoim, related to this place where the body was found. Rav Hirsch says that what we're dealing with over here, we're dealing with a body that's dead already, where the person is, doesn't have life in him. If there was a crime that somebody shot somebody else and he ran away, if you find him still alive, you find him dying, you find him literally with the breath just leaving him, then what happened is there wasn't a total zilzal. The crime is still the same crime. The ritzicha is the ritzicha. The ibud nefesh is the ibud nefesh. What's going on over here is that he killed him. He didn't run away in 1 second. We don't see that the scene of the crime is still hot. It could be that he killed him and he stayed around. He left the body. He didn't bury the body. He left it open in a field. And the body is not in the situation where it was hidden. What we're dealing with over here is that the severity of the averi, which is what is mechayev, this whole process, is the fact that a body, a person could be killed, a tzelem alekim, a yid, could be killed and he could be left out open in a field. It's clearly the context of the psukim of Wadoma. What does the ground have to do with the Aveira? We find, if we want to go back to Ritzicha in its earliest source, the one who has the dubious honor of being the first Ritzeach in recorded history is Cain. And over there, Cain, the Rabban Shalom doesn't talk to him about the crime in terms of his Maisu Ritzicha. The Torah talks to Cain, the Rabban Shalom, is to their Cain in terms of Ha'adomo, Aruro Adomo. The ground that the body was put into is cursed. Aruro Adomo Bavurecho, Novenotir Baoretz. We see clearly that the crime of Egel HaRufa relates to the mokim where he was killed, the ground that he was put into, the ground that he's lying in our case, that he's lying so callously, that he's lying spread out on. What is ground? What is earth? What does Adama have to do with the Aveiru? Specifically Ritzifa? We see, by the way, that's also that way in the end of Parshas Maaseh. Parshas Maaseh with the Torah Tzav, Moshe Rabbeinu Klai Yisrael to set up Ori Miklot, and also to Dan with the utmost seriousness, severity, the crime of Ritzicha. Talks specifically about the crime of Ritzicha. The Torah specifically relates the crime of Ritzicha to the schus of getting Eretz Yisrael, the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. You see it over here in the Pasuk also. Pointed out that the Pasuk speaks about Sa'aretz Hashem Yerashta. Why are we getting involved over here in the schus of Eretz Yisrael? Says Rav Shamsha Val Hirsch that what's going on over here is that man has an intimate connection with Adama, to the point where the word Adama is related to Adam. The ultimate man is Adam Arishan. The word Adama is related to the concept of man. Makesha. What does one have to do with the other? Now Hirsch says that the word Adama, man, is not just that he is represented by the ground. The root of the word Adam is similar to the word Hashemayim Shemayim Kisi V'Oretz Hadoim Raglov. The earth, so to speak, is the footstool of the Ribbon Shel Olam. What does that mean? That means that the Ribbon Shel Olam is Gor Bo Elyon Shechino. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in the upper world, in the Lomos that we don't even know exist, the Kisei HaKavod, the Seraphim, the Fan of Chayas HaKadosh. So to speak, the footstool of the Ribbon Shel Olam is on this earth. This ground, the ground that we live on, has to be a place which brings out, same way you plant tomatoes and tomatoes grow, the ground of Eretz Yisrael has to be a place where we plant greatness of Tzelem Elokim. The zilzel that's defined by Ritzicha, total callousness of throwing away a body, of the Daver of Ritzicha, by the way, is not the achzorius. It's true also. It's not the snuffing out of, it's not the hefsid of life. The Aveira of Ritzicha Be'ikr, the Chazal defined, and that's where our understanding of Ritzicha differs from the Umas Alam. The Umas Alam understand that Ritzicha is some type of Ben Adam L'Chaveru. You're taking away somebody's quality of life. If the person doesn't have quality of life, Rachman al Tlom, maybe that Ritzicha is a Misa. If there's no definitive relationship between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Nivroim, it could very well be that way. Ritzicha is about taking away somebody's quality of life. He doesn't know the difference. He's a vegetable. No. Ritzicha has to do with the etzem fact that this person represents Gadlus. He represents the Shechina, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world below. He is, so to speak, the footstool of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or it's Hadoim Raglov. The Adama, the Odom, he represents the Tzelem Elokim in the lower worlds. Even a goy has a tzelem elokim. Choviv Yisrael shenivru shenikra bottom lamokim. But even a goy has the chshivus of being called a tzelem elokim. In that context, obviously, there's no mokim to understand morally ritzicha of an ubor. To understand abortion. Abortion is all about, well, it's in the mother's body, it's the mother's rights. Whose rights are we affirming? Whose rights are we taking away? That's not the point of ritzicha. The point of Ritzicha from our perspective, from the perspective of Chazal, was a zilzul in Tzelem Elokim, and so to speak, it's been Adon Lamokim. Chazal defined it as breaking the Tzelem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person goes around and he smashes every statue of a king that's in the king's royal city. Obviously what he's doing is he's burning the melech. When a person could, Rachman Shalom, kill another human being, he's killing in effigy the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every person has in him the glory, the majesty of a Tzelem Elokim. That's what Ritzich is. To the point where a dead body could lie on the ground in a state of total disrespect, what's happening is there's a total disconnect. The musig of Kloid Elikim, the Musik of Tzelem Elikim, from that ground. That ground no longer has the koyach to produce seeds of greatness. That ground no longer has a koyach to be called a Mokum Kodesh. The Aveira of Ritzicha specifically, and that's what we see from Cain, is a Nituk, so to speak. We're taking the Tzelem Elikim and we're removing it from its place, Hadoim Raglov, its place in this world, to be able to represent the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world below. So what we've done is we've made the world below a place, a mokoy, ground, which is devoid. It's like a desert. It's devoid of any ability to grow. It's very interesting. The ground which has no potential for growth is midbar. Midbar is related to the word midaber. The ultimate glory of man is in that he's a midaber. He has in him the ruach elokim memalalo, the koyach of speech. That's what separates him from all other living creatures. Even in the Midbar, a person, if anything, if he's not attached to the growth of the ground below, he can be, that's what Torah was given in the Midbar, because there is no physical process in the ground below. It's somewhat divorced from the ground. He could be a Midabra, he could be Pel Peh to speak to the Rabban Shem. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Rabban Shem in the Midbar. But Adama, in the context of Adama, Shenosan, Hashem Lekecha, the ground that a dead body can lie on, with total disrespect, is a place where that attitude of disrespect, if fostered, if not given a public expression, where the whole Klal Yisrael has to express their affirmation of Kedushas HaChaim with the process of Egla Arufa, if that's not carried with the utmost seriousness by the whole of Klal Yisrael, represented by the Sanhedrin, represented by the Oisei Mokom, then that place becomes divorced of Kedusha. Isn't it clear that the din of Egla Rufa has a shaykhis to do with the Mokom where it is? That's the whole din of Ritzicha. That's the whole point of Ritzicha. In that context, we understand very well that Egla Rufa has to do, you have to make a medidu, you have to make kilu, so to speak, a chalois, that it's chal, the ground where the body is found, it's shaykh to that mokim, it's shaykh to that place. The Zikni Yisir are the ones who are responsible. We'll add another point, which is mentioned in the Svarim, that what's done symbolically, what's done to the Egel, what's called Arifa. Arifa is, means the back of his neck is broken. Arifa is something we find only in one other place in the Torah. If a person doesn't want to bring a Bechor, if a person, I'm sorry, by the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given after leaving, Kadosh Li Kol Bechor Petah Korechem Me'adom Adme Molihu. In that parasha, the Torah commands us to, if there's a Pidyon Petah Chamor, to be poided the Chamor onto a Seh, give the Seh to a Kohen. If somebody doesn't want to, then the halacha is that what we'll do is we'll make Arifa on, we'll cut the back of the neck, not shchita, the opposite of shchita, where it's cut with the neck, we'll chop off the head of the chamor from the back. The whole thing is, it doesn't have to make sense, it's psukim in the Torah, it's a din. But if we try to get at a little bit what's going on, the spirit of what's going on, we have ideas that are discussed in Arizal, in Svar Magdashim, in Sifri Musa, Sifri Machshava, and just to share a little bit in the context of Egla Rufa, what's going on over there is that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were given the ability to bring the Kedusha of the Kisei Kovod, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, of Mamlecha Shemayim, down into the world below. That's the Tafkid of Klal Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, obviously, that doesn't work. The place that's miyuchid for that was Eretz HaKodesh, Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, with a clear perception, Ki Li Kol Yisrael, Bini Bechor Yisrael, that they are the ones that are niskadish with this mission of bringing Kedusha down into the world. That's our tafkid. That's our privilege in this world. It's our tafkid and our privilege. In that context, the, like we pointed out before with the word midbar, the word medaber, the koyach, which gives a person, even though every single person born into this world is cased, is housed in a physical body, which is physical, which really shares most of the components of every other living organism in the world. But what we have that connects us to our neshama, that defines us as a chelik alakam yimal, what we have is a koyach ha-dibur. Dibur is not a koyach that any other animal has. There's the chelik of the person, which is in the neshama. There's the body, that which connects the two, the bridge between the two, is the koyach ha-dibur. The koyach ha-dibur is housed in a person's neck, in a person's throat. The throat is a thin, so to speak. If you look at the tzur of a body, the head is wide, the body is wide, the neck is thin because it's a very thin gesher. Like the old song goes, Geshe Tzar Ma'oid, between the Olam HaElyon, the Olam HaTachton, between the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi, there's a thin Geshe, the thin bridge between the two. That is the Koyach HaDibur that bridges the world of the spiritual with the world of the physical. If a person does not recognize his mission, he doesn't want to take that Chamor, which the Svarim relate to the word Chumrius, Chamor has to do with pure Gashmias. When Avraham Avinu went up with Yitzchak, to bring Yitzchak as a korban, he told Yishmoel with Eliezer, Shvulachem poim achamor am adoim lechamor. Chumrius. Chumrius means gashmius. If a person does not willing to accept that mission of taking the chamor, taking his gashmius and turning that into a set, turning it into something which can be put onto the mizbech and giving it to a kohen, then what he's done is he's undone the message of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Instead of the throat, the shchina menaberes with the groiner, the koyach adibur which connects, he's to the back of the neck. and that back of the neck has to be cut. The Arizal says that the letters of Oyrif, the back of the neck, Yamkshe Oyrif, are the letters as Paroi. The mission of Paroi was to disconnect. Mi Hashem Asher Eshmo B'Koyloi. Who is the Ribbono Shel Olam? I don't recognize the presence of Shem Yudke Vovke in this world. Paroi separated the spiritual from the physical. Our tafkid is to combine, to connect those two. If a person does not accept that mission, then what happens to his kumri is that it's disconnected. The head from the body, so to speak, is disconnected the process of Arifa. Isn't that what's going on over here by Egla Arufa? Egla Arufa represents that we recognize the severity that if a body can be treated with respect, it can be killed and just left, then the place where he is now disconnected from the world, from the source of Kedusha. In that case, what we have to do is we have to make a public statement, a public mission statement, that we're devoted to our mission as Yidden of bringing Kedusha into this world. And it's really true. Every time there's a public statement, a public expression of disdain for Dvarim Shel Kedusha, we have to affirm our mission as Erlich Yidden. If there's a public affirmation, Rahman al-Islam, by the government of America, of zilzal, of ridicule, of destruction of Kedusha HaMishpacha, of Kedusha of family life, a total litzonus, a total mockery of what Kedusha HaMishpacha stands for, then we have to make a public statement about what we believe the tachlis of a family life, what we understand to be the purpose and the goal and the means towards which a family life becomes a davar shel kedusha, to which a marriage becomes a davar shel kedusha, and so on. There's many examples. Ritzicha with abortion is the same type of thing. We're mechuyev to affirm our mission. That's what's going on over here in Egla Arufa. There's a mission statement that the place where there was a public declaration of zilzul for kedushas ha'adam, kedushas ha'aretz adem raglov, of bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into the Olam HaGashmi, in that context, we have to make an arifa. We have to separate ourselves from that zilzul, and what we have to do is we have to reconnect with our koyach adiba, the zikne yisrael, and then they roichet yodei, they wash their hands in the fear, and then that place becomes adoma. That place where the zilzul was carried out becomes osel oilo, becomes osel bino. Why? Because that place was a place which was taka, symbolized by the arifa, disconnected from its mission. That place cannot no longer bear fruit. Can no longer be a peiris of kedusha. So mele, it becomes also bano. Isra no means something which is devoid of an ability to be used for dvarim shel kedusha. You can't eat it. Not only can you eat it, you can't even use it to get something else. It's also totally also bano. That place has to be separated. That place was divorced from the reality of kedusha in this world. That's what's going on over here in Egla Arufa. Yisra Hashem, the next year, we'll discuss some of the places where we see this. This definition in the longest of the dinim itself, not only in a machshav and a hashkofa sense.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.